Witnessing by Our Lifestyle, Part 1. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30. Amplified Version. And it reads, "The fruit of the consistently righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise captures and wins souls for God, he gathers them for eternity." When we think of fruit, we think of something that is produced by a tree. The book of Genesis refers to every tree producing fruit after its kind, Genesis 1 verse 11. "The fruit of the righteous therefore is righteousness." This is consistent with what the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Galatians, 5:22, says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control." As we spend time in God's presence, the Spirit of God indwells us and we produce the fruit of righteousness or right living, a life that is pleasing to God and brings godly influence to bear on the lives of others. Psalm 1 verse 3 speaks of the righteous being likened to a tree planted by the river, bringing forth fruit in its season. The roots of a tree sense where water flows, and like that tree, our roots must dig deep to reach where rivers of living water flow. We win others over to Christ by way of our fruit, that is, what we display in our words, attitudes, and actions. The fruit of the righteous is truly a tree bringing forth life in the believer. Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain," John 15, 16. What a privilege we have, to be chosen by God to go and bring forth fruit. As Christians, are we producing fruit consistently? Do we demonstrate genuine love and all the qualities listed as fruits of the Spirit towards others? Let's begin witnessing by our lifestyle today. Let us pray. Lord, help us to live our lives so that we produce fruits of righteousness and win souls for your kingdom. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in us, we ask, in Jesus' name, amen.